I'm Nicole Contos, and I'm the founder of Summit Accessibility, and I'm consulting on the accessibility inclusion for the new up-and-coming Shine Music Festival.
The Joining Crowd Business Podcast is brought to you by Joining Crowd, digital business cards. Make friends, grow your network, and stay connected. Join for free and upgrade for only $1 a month. Sent with love from Joining Crowd.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Joseph Hecker, host of the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. This is another episode of the Denver Local Edition, where we get to talk with local businesses in the Denver, Colorado area. On this episode, we meet with Nicole Contos, who is passionate about accessibility and is leading the effort for accessibility inclusion for the upcoming Shine Music Festival. This one is super fun, and I love Nicole's passion for inclusion, for accessibility at music festivals. We get to talk about some pretty interesting stuff and some things that I don't know that people are necessarily aware of when they attend a concert or a venue without limitations. So, without further ado, let's jump right in. Hey, Nicole, thanks for joining us today on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. So you've got a really exciting event that's coming up, and it's an annual event, so you guys are kicking this off. Can you share a little bit about your event?
Yeah, super excited about this. It's called Shine Music Festival, a radically accessible music festival. And it is at Levitt Pavilion, Sunday, August 8th, right here in Denver. And super excited. It is a festival for everyone, but with a special focus on inclusion and accessibility.
Very awesome. It's super exciting and neat how you guys are melding these concepts. How did the event get started?
So yeah, our founder, she is really...
Actually, just pick up from the top on that one. So
which part am I starting?
How the event get started?
Oh, right. So this event has been started 2 years ago, just before COVID, and unfortunately had to push it. But it got started because looking around at music festivals and just music events, the accessibility of them is typically the front row or the back row. People don't get to intermix as much and often don't get to sit with their friends and family that they came with. Tickets are limited. And what we wanted to do with Shine was make everything immersive and experiential. So everybody, no matter your ability, can have an experience.
That is awesome. I love it because, I mean, even if you broke your leg and you're on one of those like scooter deals, you gotta go sit up in a different spot, not with the people you came with. It's really awkward. Love the entire concept. That kind of does make it unique. So that kind of leads to the next question. But so what makes your event unique?
Yeah, so we are taking a lot of special touches to include all sorts of different people with different neuro diverse needs, physical needs, and then just kind of everyone. So we've got wider pathways that are gonna be sun rays coming from the main stage all the way through, that two power wheelchairs could fit next to each other. We have a neurodiverse area where we'll have some more low-key sensory activities, including an experiential sensory bus where people can go in and touch and feel and just kind of get away from the louder music, as well as backpacks that are going to be checked out. So you can have headphones if you are auto-sensitive. We have partners with local startups as well here with Feel the Beat and Full Body Sound, both designed with vibrational frequencies that pair directly with the music. So in real time, you can feel the music if you cannot hear the music, or enhance your experience. If you are able to hear the music, you're now able to feel it inside your body as well.
How awesome. So, and that kind of answers even the next question. What are a few things that people might not know about the event?
So this is the first of its kind. So it's the first event that we're able to really pay as close of attention as we can, given the space, to create an experience for people that it might be their first time ever experiencing live music. And this is live music of all types of genres. And so there's something for everyone and of all abilities. And you get to sit with family, friends, and just enjoy a day outside.
That's amazing. Nicole, how can people find out more about the event?
So the event, find us at shinemusicfestival.com. And you'll be signing up for your tickets. They are free or donation based, so pay what you can, also on the Good Elephant app. But if you go to shinemusicfestival.com, you'll be able to get your tickets through that.
Well, thanks so much for sharing. I'm super excited about it. It's amazing that this is being addressed and that you guys are looking to do this annually and grow. So thank you so much for being on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Hope to see you and everyone else out there on Sunday, August 8th.
Thank you for tuning into the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Remember to hit the share button and send this episode to a friend or a coworker. Did you like what you heard? Hit the like button and follow Join In Crowd on your favorite social media platforms. To feature your company on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast, simply create your free digital business card at www.joinincrowd.com. Then, reserve your podcast time slot at www.joinincrowd.club. Join In Crowd, digital business cards. Make friends. Grow your network. And stay connected. Sent with love from Join In Crowd.